Brian Geo.
BT and Sal.
Kevin and Tiki.
Keith McPherson, your nighttime host on The Fan.
On The Fan.
On The Fan.
On The Fan.
It's WFAN Daily, hosted by Pete Hoffman.
Well, it's another episode of WFAN Daily with your host, Pete Hoffman. I took off yesterday because it was so late and I didn't want to sit through that and come on here pissed again like I've been every freaking day. But this last night was the worst loss of the season. Wednesday night was the worst loss of the season. What do you define this as then for the New York Mets? This team is pathetic. This team they don't click on any cylinder whatsoever, whether it's their starting pitching, relief pitching, their hitting, their situational hitting, their star players coming up in big spots. Hey, this awesome, amazing bullpen that David Stearns went and pulled out of his ass at the trade deadline has done ugats. It's done absolutely nothing. This team is terrible right now. And every loss gets worse and worse. And especially because of the freaking Atlanta Braves. The fact that the Braves are the team that just basically beat the piss out of the Mets and we got a half a game lead over the Reds. That's what the Mets have. This team was in first place for so long in the first half of the season. They were neck and neck with the Phillies, and they are now a half game over the final wild card spot over the Reds right now. This is pathetic. Whether it's Mendoza, his strategy right now, it's not working. Whether it's boy genius David Stearns not realizing that his team is not as good as he thinks it is, and the pieces he needed to fix, he decided, hey, we have it somewhere on our team. We will find it eventually. Well, guess what? No one's found it, and time is running out. So what the hell are you doing? Nolan McClain getting called up. I'm sorry. It's too late almost. We're at a point where this team is going to be, the New York Mets are going to be out of the playoffs in the next week. And what type of fight does this New York Mets team have? Last year, we saw a team who sucked ass for 2 months. They were the worst team in baseball for about 2 months. And what happened? They lit a fire. They got a fire lit, whether it was the OMG, whether it's Jose Iglesias, whether it was Hak Tuah, whether it was Grimace, whatever the hell it was, Javi Lopez throwing his glove into the freaking stands. Who cares what it was? It changed. Something got lit under that team, and they were motivated to play baseball. They were motivated to go out there and win every freaking day. Go out there and fight. It didn't make a difference how far behind they were in the game. They came back on a daily basis. Now, this team, which was, again, one of the best teams in baseball the first 2 months of the season, they've been coasting and not even coasting. They've been putrid. They've been awful. Absolutely dog shit is what they've been. And time's running out. It's August 14th as I'm recording this right now. We have 45 days left of the season. When are you going to wake up? You just got smoked and embarrassed at home by a lousy Atlanta Braves team, which, by the way, they've been out of the playoffs for a long time. Guess what? They won the season series again against the New York Mets. How about that? The Mets can't find a way to beat the Braves, but they can't find a way to beat anybody right now. It doesn't make any difference. It's the Braves, the Mariners are coming in. You think the Mets, if they couldn't beat Bryce Edler, whose ERA was somewhere in the sixes coming into today's game, you think the Mets are going to hit the Seattle Mariners? One of the best pitching staffs in the league. I'm sorry to break it to you. It ain't happening. It's not going to happen. The New York Mets right now are deep down pathetic in every which way. First of all, let's break it down with Kodai Senga. Kodai Senga actually pitched a really good game today. It would have been amazing for him to go six innings. You know, David Stearns did bring in an amazing bullpen. They can't get to that bullpen because our pitchers can't go deep into games. It would have been nice for him to get out of that jam in the sixth. And and I understand that Mendoza felt that at 93 pitches, in that situation, Senga was done. I understand that's what Mendoza felt. And not to mention the day before, David Peterson got effed. Or let's put it this way. David Peterson effed the entire Mets fan base by blowing up in that fourth inning to basically give the Braves the start to a 9-run inning. I get it. So you see that what happened on Wednesday. You don't want to touch fire again. I get it. Bring in the relief. Let's go. Let's get out of this inning. Bring in Tyler Rogers, the one guy that's been reliable. Well, here's the problem, though. Senga was pitching well the entire game. I would trust Kodai Senga at that moment to get out of it. And I know that's second guessing. That's first guessing for me. I want Kodai Senga, a starting pitcher, to go deep into games and make him freaking work. I understand he had that base hit. It's now first and third. Albies has hit a home run off him before. But guess what? You got to do your freaking job. I'm tired of this pussification of the relief pitchers or any pitcher in general. It doesn't make a difference. You have to battle. That's the goal of the game, is go out there and battle. You're throwing 100 pitches in the first three innings. Well, guess what? That's the wrong time to battle. Battle then. Battle with 5 2/3 in the game. When there's one out to go, battle there, Kodai Senga. Get him to go out and attack Ozzy Albies and find a way to get him out, because you were great up until that point in time. You're telling me you can't get one more batter. You're telling me you can't get that out. But guess what? The game should be on Kodai Senga, because he's the one who pitched the majority of the game. He's the one who gets the ball to start it off. So let him have that opportunity to get out of the inning. Instead, Tyler Rogers comes in, and Tyler Rogers has been fantastic. No one's going to listen. He pitched an inning and a third. He gave up a base hit. I mean, it's going to happen. Contact, it's going to happen. And he gives up the game-tying run. It sucks. You know, the Mets have a lead. They finally have a lead. And that's what happens. But Tyler Rogers goes out, continues to pitch well. And then the offense comes alive a little bit. You know, Pete Alonso gets another big RBI, 99 on the season right now. As if I'm correct, unless Cal Raleigh added more, he has the league-leading total for RBIs. Pete Alonso's having a brilliant year. You know who's not having a brilliant year? Juan freaking Soto. Everyone's been saying it now, and it is what it is. Juan Soto has been having an okay year. You look at his numbers, he's doing all right. The one thing he's not doing well in is in big moments, the failing is continuous. And it is pathetic. Him striking out on three pitches in his last at-bat was pathetic. You know, in big spots, not being able to make contact to continue the inning, you know, more. For him to get on base, you know, would be very helpful in those spots. I know he walks a lot, but it looks like he's looking for the walk, and he'll fight off pitches just to get on base. And that's good. But sometimes we need that freaking base hit, dude. And he's electing not to do it. I'm not sure what's holding him back. And then, again, like I said, in the big spot, he strikes out on three pitches. It's been pathetic. The only person now, and Pete Alonso, I'm not going to take it away from Pete Alonso because he has, listen, he had the home run the other day. He's been hitting better. Again, 99 RBIs. He's been doing better as of late. Francisco Lindor's on fire now. Francisco Lindor, solo home run early in the game to take the lead. A bunch of base hits today. I think it was 3 for 4 to finish the game. And that's off of another good game from yesterday. The problem is that the leads just can't be held, because whether it's the starting pitching or the relief pitching. I mean, Ryan Helsley, and I talked about this early on. I don't mind the bulk of the moves going towards the bullpen, or at least whether it's, do I mind if the bulk moves went to the bullpen? I wish there was other moves made. I don't mind the bullpen moves, but to think that Ryan Helsley was the clear cut option, I was happy about it at the time, But there was one glaring hole about him. In 21 saves and an ERA of about 239 or 250 or whatever it was, there was one glaring number that stuck out. His whip was at a 1.39, which meant that he was allowing a lot of base runners, which means that there were ample opportunities for him to explode. Now, the Cardinals may have a better defense than the Mets, or the Cardinals may have had a just, you know, better situational play by their defenders. Who knows? Whatever the case is, Ryan Helsley has failed. He has completely failed. Every game he comes in, there's another excuse, there's another blow up, and there's no more excuses. Ryan Helsley is not who we thought he was. Come out to Hell's Bells, come out to freaking a Miley Cyrus song. I don't give a crap. Just get freaking out. And he's not doing it. And that's a freaking problem. Because then all of a sudden, then you get to Edwin Diaz. What does it matter? It doesn't matter. Carlos Mendoza can't get it right because his pitchers can't get it right. It's the double-edged sword. I want to get to my bullpen early here because, listen, I wasn't thrilled with how the approach was. You know, you're going to Tyler Rogers in the sixth inning. Now you're putting a little bit more pressure, adding an extra out to the seventh, eighth, ninth. But that's what he chose. That's what he did. They failed. They ended up getting the lead back again. And still, this relief pitching gave it back up. It's unbelievable. Day after day, this bullpen, this starting pitching, and this offense just completely shits the bed. Hold on a second. I got to take a break. Hold on. I mean, this has been building for 2 days. I didn't want to do this yesterday. I didn't want to do this on Wednesday. Because think about this crap. Wednesday could have been or should have been the worst loss of the season. You're up 6-0. David Peterson, your best starting pitcher, is on the mound. Everything is going well until the fourth inning. And he gives up a sixth spot. And then Reed Garrett comes in and just dumps more gasoline on the fire. And it's 9-6. And the Mets don't score another run after that. And it's like, oh, my God. Why does this team continue to suck so much? And I have no more answers. I'm not going to sit here and blame Juan Soto because, Juan Soto, he's not happy where he is. And that's bullshit. I'm tired of it. Stop with the nonsense. Stop with this. Juan Soto got paid. Juan Soto is very happy. Okay. Juan Soto was never a guy that cared about where he was going to be. He cared about making a ton of money and he's got a ton of money. And he's still performing, but there are moments where he is not. And those moments happen to be in the biggest spot in the game. That's the problem. It's not whether or not he's freaking happy. I don't think he's walking up there in the ninth inning or eighth inning of a game and going, I'm not very happy today. I'm going to strike out. I don't think he gives a shit. I don't think he thinks about that. I think he's like, how am I going to get this ball in play? How am I going to get on base? What's this pitcher pitching? I think that's what he's thinking about. I don't think he's caring about, I'm wearing pinstripes right now. This sucks. I don't think he cares. I'm sorry, guys. Whether it's pinstripes, whether it's the black jersey, whether it's the purple, the City Connect jersey, I don't think Juan Soto cares if he was wearing green, orange, and yellow. He wouldn't give a shit. He got paid. The problem is he got paid to do things that we want him to do that he can't do right now, which is get big hits in big spots and score a lot of runs. He is not efficient at that for whatever reason. I don't know why. Is he pressing? Is something going on? He seems good at other times in the games. He seems to be able to hit those solo home runs with no problems. He seems to be able to walk still. So I'm not really sure what it is. And it's everybody. You go through the trade deadline again if you want to. I sat there and criticized the trade deadline from the get-go. Cedric Mullins' deal wasn't it. I was, semi-happy about Rogers, semi-happy about, Helsley and Soto, and it's all backfired. How about this? Why didn't they go for a starting pitcher? And everyone goes, who should you have gone for? What pitcher was moved? You know what? You should have found a pitcher. at this point in time, you should have realized that the starting pitching for the New York Mets was not efficient anymore. It was done. I can't believe that Griffin Canning was the key to the New York Mets starting pitching in 2025. That Griffin Canning goes down, and that's what's wrong with the Mets, is that Griffin Canning's not around every fifth day. That's the issue. That's the problem. That's what it feels like. Griffin Canning's not around. The team sucks. The pitching sucks. Trevor Rogers. How about this one? In Baltimore. I know he's got another year of arbitration or whatever the case is with Baltimore. How about you pay an arm and a leg for the guy? Do you want to win a World Series this year? Do you want to go to the playoffs this year? What is the goal? I thought the goal for Steve Cohen and David Stearns was to get back to the playoffs every year and give the Mets the best opportunity to win. You fail with Clay Holmes. You fail with Frankie Montas. You've failed with Ryan Helsley. You failed with Cedric Mullins. I mean, where have you actually succeeded this year? Sean Manaea, you brought him back. Good. What has he done? He hasn't done much. You know, he's starting Friday versus the Seattle Mariners. Do you think he can get past the fourth inning? And the Seattle Mariners, guess what? They're not just a team that pitches anymore. They actually have offensive threats between Eugenio Suarez, Josh Naylor. I know Suarez hasn't been as good with Seattle, but like, they're not going to be an easy team. So you're going to have to pitch well and efficient. And guess what? You're going to have to hit the ball because they're going to do so. I don't trust it. As I'm recording this August 14th, this team looks as done as they've ever done, as they've ever looked. And there's still 45 days left or whatever it is, 46 games, whatever the total is. They got 40-plus games left for the season. Tell me where they're turning it around. Tell me who's getting called up that's changing the outcome of this team. You know, I'm glad that the Mets made a decision on Brett Beatty and he's finally the third baseman. I'm glad they made that decision. They should have made that decision a long time ago, and they should have traded Mauricio, and they should have traded Vientos for somebody else that was going to be an impact piece on this freaking team. You know, I don't really care anymore what you choose to do. Again, I'm not a Brett Beatty fan, but make a decision. You know that term, shit or get off the pot? Got to get off the pot now, dude. You got to figure something out, and it's too late. If the Mets don't make the playoffs this season, this will be the biggest collapse ever. I'm talking about 07 and 08, okay? And you all know how that feels. 07 and 08 was terrible. This is worse. This is a better team. This is a team that we're supposed to be built on and did more to move forward, to get us back with mediocre baseball. Think about this. Baseball sucks right now. Baseball's not very good, right? You go up and down the leagues. Why do you think the Yankees, by the way, no jab at the Yankee fans, but why do you think the Yankees are still in a pennant race or in a divisional race? Because baseball isn't very good. Teams don't play baseball well. The problem is that the Mets currently are in that mediocre, teams don't play baseball well. That's a problem. They're not on the upper echelon anymore. The Phillies aren't playing good ball. The Phillies lost again. The Phillies couldn't help us versus Cincinnati. Now they help us out by losing to the Nationals, and the Mets still find a way to lose on a day where they could gain ground against somebody. They've had so many opportunities, and they continue to piss on us. Listen, it's right now as I'm recording this, it's 10:13 on Thursday night. I'm going to stop this. You can enjoy it. You listen back to it if you want to. Cut it up, whatever. There will be a Rico Bronya coming out very soon with Evan Roberts once he gets home. And then we will do more of this. But I got to take a break because I need a little more sip of water. This team sucks. They are not going far in the playoffs if they make the playoffs. End of story. There is not this magical run to them. There's nothing that I can see. Thank you for listening to another episode of, and that, by the way, is the Mets. If you didn't know, I was talking about the Mets this whole entire time, if you missed it. Thank you for listening to another episode of WFAN Daily. I'll be back with Brandon Tierney tomorrow as Salicata is off, but 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., you can listen to me there. You can listen to any of the other shows on Odyssey app, whether it's Boomer and Geo, again, BT and Sal, Evan and Tiki, Chris McMonagle, Keith McPherson. Also, YouTube Live. It's happening right now. I'm here right now, but you know who else is here right now too? If you go to the other stream, Keith McPherson. He's live right now doing a show. So there's a lot of good stuff happening. You could catch us on YouTube Live. You can catch us wherever you subscribe to your podcast. Follow me at Hoff, WFAN, for more. And again, like I said, on the lookout for Rico Bronya, because that's going to pop up episode 531. And I'm sure Evan Roberts, after a third day at Citi Field with back-to-back days of bad losses, he's going to be in a great mood. I could just imagine that. All right, thank you for listening to another episode of WFAN Daily. I'll see you guys later. Peace.